Welcome to the podcast where we talk about all things blended families. I share my personal journey, again I repeat, my personal journey from a stepmom's perspective. It is also a time for reflections and new realizations. Join me as I try to unpack the last 16 years of my life. This is my story, and in case of any exaggeration or dramatization, trust me, it's purely coincidental. To Mike and my family, and also my extended family, sorry, not sorry. Here I am, back to shoot episode 8. I think, to be honest, the podcast is really, really something that is making me be able to face some of the issues that I had quietly when it comes to blended family. So I don't enjoy being vulnerable, but this podcast forces you to be. It's one of maybe the deepest conversations I've ever had with a human being. So I'm glad that I come back. This is a love-hate relationship. I don't enjoy it, but I still find myself on this seat. So you tell me, what do you guys think? Is it a love-hate relationship? You let me know. So today's topic is about disengaging. I'll give you a context of what I mean by disengaging. Yes, a good one. Here is your friend who keeps coming to tell you that she doesn't like her husband or the boyfriend, and she's disappointed. Every day she comes to complain about the same thing and no results. So what do you do? You love your friend, yes, but it's tiring. She's not yet ready to make the big step. So you'll be there, you're listening to what she's saying, but your body's there, but your head is not there. Because at the end of the day, anarudi kwa mtu wake. So what was the point? Anakuchokesha akili. So in terms of blended family for me, it has come when, and it took time to try and disengage, especially someone like me who is a fixer and who likes doing things. I'm active, I'm full of actions. You know, I want the family to run. I want us to have a setup and an environment where it helps the children to grow and learn. So that's another thing. I'm really hands-on when it comes to the family, maybe even also outside. I don't know. So I realize at some point I have to disengage, I have to remove myself, and I sit there and watch it burn, sit there and look and be like, okay, today I'm not parenting. So let me give you a scenario of my first ever disengagement that was intentional. I did it knowing that this is what should be done. So in my case is, we have a child who's going to this school, they're not performing well, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, we keep getting letters from school. I'm a very firm disciplinarian. I am the bad cop. So I'm the one who always has to get in and ask, you know what? What can I do? What are the remedies? And the thing is, with people who have a fixer issue, you know, a Jesus syndrome, it's hard for you to watch things happening and you don't react to them. So when one of my children was struggling in school and was not doing their part, the school is complaining, at home they're not doing their homework, I want to discipline, I want to parent, I want to give the child consequences. But imagine in this scenario, I'm the only one. The bio dad and the bio mom are just there, they're not backing me up in terms of discipline. So sometimes you end up burning out, you end up having resentment. So what did I do? I just took myself out of the situation and said, you know what? Let's see, at the end of the day, if your bio parents are not involved, they really don't care, I'm the only one here who cares, let me take myself back, watch it happen. Kinda, let's see how it goes. And so that's an example of disengaging. And when you're in a blended family, you need to. There are so many times that I am there but not there. It took me time. It took me many, many years to do that. And sometimes you might feel, oh, it's not the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, you're the one who's going to get stressed. You're the one who's going to get burnt. You look like the bad cop. And you have to just sit back and watch things unfolding and happening. So this might sound petty, but when I disengage, sometimes I watch it happening. You know, I watch the fire burning, and then I come in to save the day. I'm not saying that's how it's supposed to be done, but sometimes, you know, if people don't want to listen, you're like, you know what? Wacha kuenda vile kutaenda, you know? And I come in to tell them, you know, I told you so. I told you so, look, it's happening, and none of you wanted to support me. It's very, very frustrating in a blended family when you want to bring in rules, you want to make this family unit work. It's frustrating. I learned to disengage after years of having to parent, to discipline. Sometimes it feels like you're doing it alone. You see, for I myself, there was no co-parenting, it was parallel parenting. So I'm left to make the decisions, I'm left to do the work, and then I'm not allowed to own the results. So I'm that person who will come in and tell you, I told you so, I'm going to help you clean up the mess, but nilikwambia, I told you this is how it was going. And this thing happens continuously. You know, disengaging is something that you learn. And sometimes disengaging is the only way to avoid getting your heart broken. It's the only way to sit there and fight for the family, fight for the relationship. If someone, or if they can't see that how hard I'm working, and they can't see the reason behind being strict and firm, or the reason behind trying to make a family unit, then you know what? I'll put up my hands and say, that's it. I don't get involved. And I'm still in the marriage, and I'm still in the house. So you disengage. Every morning you wake up, you say hi, you do what you have to do, you go to work, you come back. You don't want to be involved in those conversations. You choose to keep your sanity, because at the end of the day, when things get worse, you know it's going to be you fixing them anyway. This is part of a skill that you need to have in a blended family, or not even necessarily a blended family, in situations in life. Sometimes you just sit and watch, because you can't keep repeating yourself. You can't keep laying your heart there, you know, bare, and always the person who does the right thing, the person who always is dependable, the person who always trying and putting their best foot forward. So disengaging is a skill you need to learn. So let me give you an example, story time, of where I watched things burn. I was kinda. So during summer is usually very tough for me. Summer is when all the kids are home, when all the kids are partying with their friends, when all the kids are on your face. Summer is usually one of the hardest seasons for me. I'm going to need coffee for this one, this story time. There was once, you know, us as mothers sometimes, we are petty, very petty. So during summer, like I was saying, my children are all at home. Summer is a very challenging time. You're parenting adults, so I dread summer. So last summer was the longest ever. First of all, I was not feeling well, so I wasn't able to sit in a farm. And the Kathy, who's always disciplining and ensuring that things run well in the family, last year was tough. I was very sick, and the kids were at home. So I kept on getting tired and telling them, don't come home at 5 p.m. or 6 a.m. Number one, I don't want the askari to see it. Yeah, I don't want to see people coming in and out. My home is not a lodging. So what I did, I changed all the locks during the day. And I knew that the kids, when they come, the doors will not open. So I did it without them knowing. So I changed all the locks, the front door. They came as usual, you know, different timings. Someone comes at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. I opened the door at around 7 a.m. and they were all sleeping in their car. I felt quite, felt nice. Yeah, so that is a way of disengaging. You can disengage. Imagine you can give the rules without having to shout, without having to scream. That's another thing. You know, you can give the rules by actions and words. And that's an example of disengaging. I did not fight. I did not shout. What I did is I changed the locks. Like, I've been talking, and no one is listening to me. But again, after I changed the locks, the next day I gave everyone their copy. So, but still, I just won that day. I was a petty gang that day. But at the end of the day, the next day, I gave them their copy. So that's a part of being able to disengage. When you remove yourself from the situation, even your actions are not driven by emotions. You know, your actions are driven by a neutral place and a neutral viewing point. No emotions. It's me saying, this is wrong. I'd like it to be done this way. But you'll not get there if you don't disengage. Because the rest is emotional actions. The you are ruling, or you are at ruling. It's like I have an empire rag. You're parenting from a place of emotions instead of from a place of, you know what, a neutral ground. So it is okay to disengage. It's okay to be not the bigger person. It's okay to be petty. It's okay to choose violence. It's okay to say no, create your boundaries, and it's okay to choose you. It's taken me many, many years to be able to do it. So just laughing about the changing of locks, you know, as an African parent, you know, that day I did not go to work. My work was to change the locks, and my brief is to give me all the keys so I could be the one to open the door. I even told the house girl who comes from behind, give me those keys. Because what happens sometimes, I will do that, and then the house girl will let me down and give them the keys. So let me paint your picture. Not all of them have cars. So one of them came at 3 a.m., 3:30 there, tried to open the door, called the house help, and the house help was like, eh, Miss Navifungu, leo ni kubaya, kumenuka. Trust me, I do not have the key. So they decide, let's sleep in the car. The next one, let's say maybe came at around 4. Paint a scenario, this one doesn't have a car. They've been dropped by their friends. Try opening the door. She's like, hey? Oh, it's not opening. Goes to the sibling's car and knocks at the window. He's like, atawewe, yeah. Enter the car to lale. Hey, leo ni kubaya. It is bad. We have crossed the boundaries. Mama mekasirika. So when I opened the door in the morning, they didn't even say a word. Hi, mom. Talk panda stairs. Hi, mom. Talk panda stairs. Because they know what they have done. And so for the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to have discipline in this house. You know, people are going to come before 12. At the end of the day, I give them the keys. You know, end up giving the keys. But sometimes you're the petty person, because being the bigger person sometimes doesn't work. Actually, most times doesn't work. And that's my story time for being petty gang. And when you are doing this, your partner is quiet. He doesn't want to get involved. Trust men. Men don't like friction. He is not talking. He is not speaking. Even him, ameka maji kwa tumbo. So don't think that Mike will ask me a question. No, 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 no. He doesn't want to even know why you locked the door. He just sits. He acts normal. He just goes to work. You know, he acts like he didn't see anything. Trust a man. Topic for another day. So that's an example of me disengaging, and it's not easy. It's not easy if you're a person, like I mentioned, who likes to fix people, Jesus syndrome, but you have to. Disengaging is part of surviving in a blended family. Not even sometimes in a blended family, in a family, when you're not agreeing and you keep being in each other's way, you disengage so that you can, first, number one, rest, view the situation from a neutral place. Number three, so that when you come in, you can be able to reason, because sometimes it reaches a point you can't reason. So disengaging is a skill that any stepmom or any stepdad can do, and you come back and deal with the mess. So that's my scenario of how I've been able to disengage and to learn that skill. I struggle with disengaging, I won't lie. It's very tough for me, but to save yourself, sometimes you need to disengage. That's my stepmom tip for the day. I hope you can share when you're responding of stories as a stepmom or times when as a stepmom you disengage. I'd like to learn from you. I'd like to hear from you so that sometimes I don't think I'm the crazy one. Am I the crazy stepmom? So I'd like to hear your stories and your opinions when it comes to disengaging so that we can both learn, we can laugh about the situation. Sometimes I get very frustrated when I don't see stepmoms conversing or talking about it, because I know as a stepmom, you will need to disengage, even just as a mom, as a parent. So share your opinions, share your stories, and that means we can all make it in this blended family. So the percentage for a blended family not working is 70%. So if you're in a blended family and it's working, you're putting effort, you're among the 30%. So when you come to this scenario, just be prepared. And that's why I do this podcast. I don't want any woman who is coming to a blended family, any man who's coming to a blended family, to not be armed with information. That's why I guess I'm doing this, as much as it's giving me therapy. Yeah. Reference point. People who are in a blended family don't have a reference point. I didn't have a reference point. There was nothing. And come to think of it, there was nothing on Google. I didn't think I'd Google how to be a stepmom or how to make it work. I just sat down and did the work. So I hope I'm a reference point for someone out there who's in a blended family and you have information to make your choice. It's not all doom and gloom. Statistics are just statistics, you know. They help you to be informed what you're getting into. But I can tell you something, sometimes I look at my blended family journey, there is a lot to laugh about. It's very entertaining. I have grown with my children, literally. I have grown with my kids, trust me. Sometimes we look back and we laugh because right now we are friends, they are adults. We talk about things, we sit down and talk adult to adult. We don't talk parent to adult. So yeah, my stepkids have made me not take life too seriously. As clearly you can see, I'm the one in the family who takes things seriously. What do you think? Is Mike the more serious one or Kathy the serious one? Let us know when you watch this video what you think. Who is the most serious partner? See you in episode 9.